Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. Celtics to the Minnesota Timberwolves as the Celtics return home to start 2019 with this four-game homestand. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards. Save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I guess we're all learning more about the corneal abrasions than we knew a couple of days ago. My thought was that I'm kind of amazed it doesn't happen more when you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, I had a corneal edema when I was at Butler and missed the second half of a game because I couldn't see at all. And there's nothing worse than your eyes feeling like they've got little cuts. And he's got – both eyes got swiped on that play, which was really unique when you think about it. And the left one was actually worse today and inflamed than the right one. So hopefully he gets better as the next couple of days go on.
And you said you sat with him watching film, and you could, even the light in the room was bothering him, right?
Well, I'm guessing it was because he had sunglasses on the whole time. And so he told me that anytime he took them off, it was just, just uncomfortable. And so hopefully he'll get back soon. I don't anticipate this being a long-term thing, but at the same time, obviously we want him to be comfortable and we want him to have good vision.
It's funny always being the wrong word. Early in the year we talk about sample size, and then we get to this portion of the season, near halfway, there's a lot of stuff to look at, and then we tend to look away from the full body of work and talk about the way things are trending.
Yeah.
I don't know why it took me this long to figure it out, but I was sitting there today going, you know what? It's funny because we eschew the small sample size, and then we go, hey, in the last seven or eight games. But obviously defensively for the year, the numbers are really good. They're very good. They're elite, pretty much top five in most categories. But you could have a corneal abrasion and still know that defensively the last week or two hasn't been that good.
Well, I think that's the bottom line. I will say this. It's just like any other group of stats. You can tell whatever story you want if you think hard enough about it. But we are, in the last 10 games, a very, very subpar defense in pretty much every category. And, I think it starts with our ability to contain the ball, our execution containing the ball, and holding our ground. Obviously this is another team that's really going to post us and try to pound it down our throats. And we're going to really have to be strong as a group, collectively, making sure that we make it as tough as possible.
You made a point that one of the other numbers that was telling wasn't just the defensive three-point numbers, but how many shots or how few of those, how many are you giving up? What was that point?
Well, the bottom line is that when you're really locked in, you're not giving up very many good ones. You're not giving up a ton of them anyways. But we have, in the last 10 games, I think been 30th in the league in number of three-pointers attempt and in three-point percentage defense. Now, some of that is there is luck involved as far as like number of or small sample size. Sometimes teams shoot better than others. But I think that's a pretty good indicator that we're not defending well. And for us, our strength is in our versatility defensively, our switchability defensively, and our ability to move laterally, and we need to be able to use those strengths better than we have. And there are a couple of things that we will do, we will get back to from a system standpoint, and at the same time, we just have to hold our ground better in those one-on-one situations.
When the Sixers were here on Christmas, we talked about crazy numbers when it comes to Jimmy Butler, who everything we think we know about the game tells us he's an elite defensive player, and yet the six of defensive numbers didn't really change after he got there. Their offensive numbers went way up with the Wolves, and granted, he didn't play in a few of those early games, but when you watch Minnesota, even after the trade, and who knows what the real factors are, defensively suddenly, this is a very good team compared to where they were at the start of the year.
Yeah, and I think last time we played them, they were even higher. Like they were the number one defense over an eight-game stretch, which was a small
sample size
again. But at the same time, I think Covington's a really good defender. Saric is a good defender, and he's a tough guy. Like they just, they're big, strong, and physical. And then they've got a number of guys that are versatile. And I think anytime you've got Covington and Wiggins on the wing, Okoji on the wing. Those guys are long and athletic and can guard a number of positions.
Yeah, Covington factor is kind of a note I had made that he's just one of those guys you don't appreciate that are sort of creeping into the league under the umbrella of the discussions we've had about the versatile defenders and the multiple position defenders. And, you know, when he's engaged defensively, as he has been since the trade, he makes differences in big moments.
He's got great hands. He's active hands. You know, he's a guy that competes on every play, you know, all that stuff. He's a really good player, and obviously he's helped their team.
In an Anthony Davis, Giannis, Joel Embiid world, do people – I mean, again, this one is, you don't know what other people look past. But I tend to think that Karl-Anthony Towns, people don't quite appreciate him as much as those other guys. When he has a similar quality in that the ease in which sometimes he dominates, he does it looking so easy for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's really super talented. His post play is outstanding. He gets it deep. He finishes over either shoulder. He's a great shooter, both from long two and from three. You know, he's just a guy that can score in a variety of ways, and you have to account for the entire game. And, you know, we're thin on bigs, and, you know, this has not been the week to be thin on bigs. Because this has been a really challenging group of bigs that we've had to cover, and this guy's as good as any young big in the league at scoring on the block.
That's the head coach. Well, a small sample size, right? Just a bad time to get this small sample size of all the bigs.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a small sample size. You've been in the league for three years,
right?
No,
see, you were so ready to jump. You weren't even, you know, you would accuse me of not listening, but you were the one who kind of just jumped to the – jumps to the conclusion. Are you with me on that?
I could be just trying to be difficult.
As usual. But are you with me on that thing at the beginning about how we go, it's a small sample size.
And no
then,
question.
And then later in the year, we just.
I was sitting there, and I forget what it was, but I was, you know, I was in recruiting. I was recruiting a kid at one point in time, and his parent made mention of, yeah, you can tell, the stats can tell any story you want them to. And I was thinking, that's probably true. I could probably come up with a lot of reasons why that Big Ten school may have more appeal to your kid than ours. But here are the reasons why we think ours does. So, no, you're right. And I think that the small sample size, but you have to be able to, like you said it, the most important thing is not necessarily what the numbers say. It's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you give up a 46-point quarter and it's layup after layup, it doesn't look good.
Lessons in perception and reality from the head coach. Celtics and Timberwolves next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.